Hello everyone and welcome to a special audio edition of Best BIM Bad BIM here live from Inspire, Geospatial World Forum in Lisbon, Portugal. Now my guest today is UK-centric and he is the Head of Technical Information at Crossrail. It's Malcolm Taylor. Hello Malcolm.
Hello there Jack. That's nice to be here.
Really nice to be here, isn't it? The hot weather and some great presentations about BIM, one of them which you've done earlier today. I want to ask you the importance of sharing ideas via presentations because it's quite ironic really how BIM is all about collaboration and also everyone involved in the industry is also really keen to collaborate as well, aren't they?
Yes, one of the reasons I'm really interested in conferences like this is the ability to sort of get ideas from other people to try and get particular messages across and that I have, but every time I come and I listen to people speak, I learn something new and often think, gosh, I wish I had done that, or think, I'm going to use that tomorrow. So that's why it's really good to be at events like this, to try and learn more.
It's good as well because here at GeoBIM 2015, there's representation from the UK, the United States, Belgium, Finland, South Korea, South Africa, Italy. Literally, you get to know all about what's happening in the world. So it's really good in that aspect as well because you can kind of see how not just Crossrail, but also the UK faring with other regions, can't you?
That's absolutely right, and it's so interesting, particularly how people are applying, and in some of those countries you mentioned, where they don't seem to be quite as constrained as we are sometimes in wanting to apply new technologies to the same sorts of problems that we have. We sometimes seem to be a little bit slower in picking them up, and it's just great to see these things in practice.
Now, another thing that's great, which we've seen in practice, is Crossrail. Most people will know exactly what it is, and the importance of BIM, though, for such a large-scale project is—it's just crucial, isn't it?
Yes, I mean the problem with a program of projects, where you've got many, many dozens of individual projects that all need to be linked and joined up. They need to be consistent. They need to be using the same processes, same procedures, same sorts of standards, but different contracts, different projects could go off and do things in their own way, and this world of BIM, getting people to work in our systems and work in a collaborative way and having one sort of focus on how we should be using information is really, really important, and that's the essence of BIM. And I don't know quite how we would do it if we didn't take the sort of the British sort of BS 1192 approach to collaboration. It would be just so difficult to try and imagine how we would pull everything together if we didn't use this sort of BIM solution for collaboration.
But not just protocols and standardisation as well. The design aspect is very important. Really, the stuff that you're doing on Crossrail, there's no way really that just 2D drawings could utilise it perfectly, could they?
No, absolutely. You know, we have stations that comprise of, 15, 16 different contracts and different types of different technical designs and disciplines. The one thing that holds them together is the sort of, for example, is the space within which all of these different designs need to actually manifest themselves in sort of physical concrete, pipe work, wiring, plumbing, architecture. All of that needs to come together, and it can do that in a coordinated 3D model. So the 3D model can be used by designers to make sure everything fits in this virtual world before you go out and try and build it in the physical. So that's why it's 3D models, information models like that are really important to get the design right and help with construction. And there are all the other supporting information also needs that same degree of organisation and coordination so that we have everybody working in a common data environment using the most up-to-date information that is available. That's either 3D models or risk assessments, construction methodologies, you name it. All of this information needs to be collated, stored, managed in a single, unified, central way.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say was the best thing about BIM?
I think the best thing about BIM is this: is the very simple concept of collaborating in a common data environment, in collaborating with this single source of truth, because it means that information is used as the sort of currency for communication. And it means that you're always together, and back to the business of always using the most up-to-date drawings. And it's that common view of information.
Definitely. Now, what would you say is bad about BIM? What have you noticed that maybe ways of thinking or ideals that people are just not getting to grips with it. So what would you say is bad?
Well, answering that in a slightly longer way, one of the difficulties is that people think BIM is about 3D modelling, because actually people who are into 3D modelling get it immediately, the idea of organised, structured data that you can share. And that's why the 3D modelling world has picked up, because it is a very well-structured and organised world. The other areas of information, such as documentation, for example, has not picked up very well, because people don't have that same degree of structure and organisation to managing record and documentation, unfortunately. But in a BIM world, you need to do that, because it's vitally important, particularly as information moves from through design, construction, into operation and maintenance, that not only are your 3D models all nicely structured and organised, but all the rest of your information, all the other types of data and information models, are structured and organised and fit together properly. And the biggest problem that we have is people not quite recognising the importance of structured data and organising. And that's the problem, really, people not quite getting it, in the way they might spend 2 months creating a document and it only takes 2 minutes to put the right metadata in, which means people can then find it for the next 200 years. If you don't spend those 2 minutes putting the right metadata or the right sort of labelling on your, the finely crafted report or that you may have produced, people won't be able to find it. And that's the tragedy sometimes, that people don't get it. It's really, really important to make sure data is organised and structured from the very start.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking back to both your best and bad answers, how can those working badly learn from those who are showcasing best practice?
It's all about what, from individuals or businesses, always work on the basis of what's in it for me. It's always the self-interest that drives the behaviours in their sort of basic ways. So for me, linking it back to the conferences, when you see best practice and you can say, people can then turn around and say, oh, if I did that, that would save me time or money or reduce waste or make me more efficient or make my boss think I'm clever, then you get people recognising the what's in it for them in terms of improving, because that's absolutely no doubt why UK government have got a really great pitch going for 2016, because they get it. The idea is to get everybody to actually also get it.
Now, you mentioned UK government there, BIM Task Group. You are actually speaking alongside some members of that, David Philp, Mark View, at BIM Today 2016 and Beyond on June the 16th. What can people listening to this or attending the event expect to hear from you there?
I think it's actually, how do we make this concept of BIM, how do we take it away from being thought of as a 3D modelling show? How do you put some of the characteristics and principles of BIM into practice without, potentially spending awful lots of money and awful lots of consultancy? Because actually, the basics are really simple, and you can get there doing, fundamentally very, very straightforward and simple things in terms of structuring your data, thinking a little bit more long-term, recognising that it takes time to change applications and think about a different approach. But it's recognising at the beginning, and I think this is hopefully one of the things that comes out, the power and the utility there is in information if you manage it properly.